Warriors-Cavs game four, a back and forth battle. And in this tough fought game, the Warriors seizing a victory that makes it a 3-1 lead in the series, heading back home. And the Warriors bringing intensity and competing in another tremendous road win in the playoffs. And the focus and drive certainly aligned with great ball movement, leading the way to big buckets all night. An excellent team effort in the win here in Cleveland, 108-97, the final. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warrior Sound coverage of the NBA Finals. We will hear from Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, and Coach Kerr. And we start with Coach's comments in the postgame.
Steve, were you comfortable with the way you started, the way the first half went, even though there was a deficit? And then what happened in the third quarter to kind of soup everything up for you guys?
Yeah, we were pleased at halftime. We felt like we could do a few things better, but we were competing like crazy. They were getting so many offensive rebounds. We were making stops, but, playing small, sometimes you're going to get beat on the boards, and that was a problem in the first half. But we walked into halftime feeling pretty good about the way we were competing and the way the game was going.
And did you feel that Steph and Klay were getting the looks that they were going to start making?
I thought, they each made a few. We had some good possessions. I thought Steph was a little bit in a hurry. He wanted so badly to break out. I thought he took some tough ones. They were switching everything, and I thought if it was a little more patient, he could have given it up and gotten it back, which he did more of in the second half. But we were very pleased with the way we were playing, and we thought over the course of 48 minutes that it would pay off.
Here in the front.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Early on, the Cavaliers and especially Tristan Thompson were really hurting you guys with offensive rebounds. As the game went on, not so much. What changed there?
Well, I thought we got some really good minutes off the bench from McAdoo and Varejao. They came in, and it may not seem like much, but just a handful of minutes where you're scrapping and clawing, that was important. And I thought Andre was brilliant, defending and boxing out and chasing down loose balls. And I don't know. I mean, in the end, we out-rebounded them, which seems crazy given what it looked like in the first half. But we just stayed with it. That was the main thing.
Back left.
Steve, Dave Feldman, CSN Bay Area. Can you talk about how good Harrison Barnes played, especially early?
Yeah, Harrison was great. You know, made those early shots to help us get going. Did a great job defensively. Hit a huge three. I guess it was early fourth quarter. But he was fantastic. I mean, all of our guys played extremely well. We just competed like crazy, and it was a great response from Game 3 where we were really embarrassed by our performance.
Scott in the front.
San Francisco Chronicle. How were Steph and Klay able to get open for shots? They haven't been able to get open for shots with regularity through three games. Tonight, the shots were there. How come?
Well, I don't know that the shots were that much better than they've been. I just think they got going. I mean, it's sooner or later it's going to happen with guys like that. You can't keep them down forever. And sometimes our best offense is our defense, and we were making stops, and we were able to get out and run and kind of flow into our offense. So maybe they got a few extra looks from that, but mainly it was just kind of law of averages took over, I think.
Lowell
Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Steve, last game you used the word adjective soft to describe your team. They were not soft tonight. How do you go in one game from being soft to whatever they were tonight? What happened?
Well, we felt threatened. You know, I think up 2-0, we came in here, and for whatever reason, we thought, okay, we've got this. And they kicked us in the teeth, obviously. And for whatever reason, our team's personality is, and it's been this way for 2 years, we can't stand prosperity. You know, we start winning, and then we let our guard down. And I thought we did that the other night, and Cleveland played a brilliant game. And tonight we were threatened, and we responded well.
Tim on this side.
Tim Reynolds, Associated Press. Steve, on your other side.
On the right.
Do you have, it's impossible to predict, of course, but can you look at your guys in a huddle like going into the fourth tonight and just get a sense that a run like that is coming, that a lockdown flurry like that is coming from you guys?
Well, we felt pretty good, as I said earlier, about just the way the game was going. And we always feel comfortable that if we're competing and defending, that over 48 minutes, we're going to break loose at some point offensively. So the main focus has to be defense. Every possession, you know, we did a really good job of defending the three-point line after the first few minutes. I think they hit three threes in the first 3 or 4 minutes. And so anytime we're defending like that and competing, we just feel like over the course of the game, we're going to have enough offense. It'll come our way to win the game.
Back left.
Steve, Michael Grange from Sportsnet in Toronto. Couple of questions. One, you talk about your team not standing prosperity. How do you get them to focus on the small job in game five versus what's at stake there? And then the offensive rebounding, Tristan Thompson, for example, really had you going in the first half, and that totally flipped around mm-hmm. in the second. What did you guys do to change that?
The first part of the question, I've already told our guys game five will be the hardest game of the series. Every closeout game is difficult. But when you're at home, for a strange reason, it's even more difficult. You got, everybody in your ear. You got friends, you got family who want to come to the game and want to discuss everything. And we have to understand that this series is not over. We came in and did what we wanted to do, getting the split. But game five will be extremely difficult. And as far as your second question, We just battled, and some of the balls went our way.
Robert?
Robert Littell, Black Sports Online. You talk often about how every player on your team has a role and has to be ready. A lot of people were surprised when McAdoo came off the bench early. What was your thought process in getting him in the game, and what did you think that he can bring energy-wise or matchup-wise that you've made the decision to kind of go to him?
Well, he's extremely fast and quick for a front court player, and obviously with their move last game of going with Richard instead of Love with the concussion, the game got faster, and we just felt like McAdoo would hold up well in a game like this. He's a very smart player, so I thought he came in and did a great job. He played 7-8 minutes and gave us a huge lift and gave our guys some rest. But his speed and quickness seems to suit this series well.
Steve, back right.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. LeBron James is a player that's got all this experience and obviously so much success. When your guys are faced with the prospect of guarding him and containing him, I mean, how have they dealt with that challenge? What have you seen in your players when faced with that assignment?
Well, we're just trying our best. I mean, he's a freight train out there, and we have certain rules, and we're trying to follow our rules and just stay in front of him as best we can. But no matter what you do, he's going to have a huge stat line. He's going to impact the game in 1,000 different ways, and you just try to make his field goal attempts as difficult as possible. But it's a lot easier said than done.
Mark in the middle.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, CSPN. You called the team soft publicly. A lot of people were a little taken aback that you would do that. Draymond went even further and said, we were punked. What impact do you think it has when you guys take it public the way you did and challenge the team and themselves?
To be honest, I never even looked at it like I'm challenging them. I was just telling the truth, and they know the truth. We were soft, so I wasn't offending any of our guys. They'd be offended if they weren't soft and I called them soft, but I think everybody here would agree. We were awfully soft in game three, and we came out and competed much better tonight.
Ken, right over here.
Steve, Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio. You 7 turnovers for LeBron tonight, I think 5 last game, 7 the game before. How are you able to get him to turn the ball over at that rate?
I have no idea. I mean, it's just the way the game goes. You know, LeBron does so much for them. He handles the ball, makes so many plays that, much like Steph, he's going to be, you know, a guy who has some high turnover games. It's not anything we're doing. It's just I thought we defended really well. We stayed home. We did our work on him, tried to stay in front of him, and that's just a number. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Ron, last question over here.
Steve, Ron Krychek, San Francisco Chronicle. Beyond the law of averages, was there any point in the first half or any indications you got while observing Steph to see that he was sort of more like himself tonight?
Well, he hit an incredibly tough baseline shot right in front of our bench that was, you know, I don't know many people on the planet who can make that shot. So when he made that shot, that was a good indication he was feeling better about it, about himself and about the way the game was going. But again, he's Steph Curry. You know, he's the MVP for a reason. He doesn't have the size and the strength to dominate a game physically, so he has to dominate with his skill. And that's not an easy thing to do because your shot sometimes isn't going to go in. So, but he has a lot of faith in himself, and he trusts his shot, and he just kept firing, and tonight they went in.
Stephen Curry was joined by Klay Thompson at the podium afterward. Here's what they had to say in the postgame.
Steph, I got two questions for you. You've been talking all season about being in a moment. What was that moment like for you, especially having such a struggle in game three?
I mean, it's business as usual. Obviously, it's a big game and one we needed to bounce back individually and as a team to figure out how to get a win on the road and put ourselves in pretty good position. So, you know, we answered the bell, especially in the first quarter, controlling the pace of the game and, you know, not losing it like we did in game three. And, you know, over 48 minutes, we executed a lot better. And I think we got back to enjoying the process and the challenge of winning playoff games, especially in the finals.
And secondly, did you see all the talk about your Curry 2 release, and did you, any part of you want to wear them tonight?
Yeah, if I had them in the road bag, I would definitely would have worn them, showed them how fire they are. I love the nicknames, though, that they came up with, but I like them.
Stephen, Lowell Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. After game three, Coach Kerr called the team soft many times, and I assume that includes you. How did you go? He did. He used the term a lot. We were soft. How did you go from being soft to not soft in one game? And the second question I have is, are you sore at LeBron James?
Am I what?
Sore, angry at LeBron James.
Why would I be angry
at him? Well, we saw you having words with him.
Oh, that's just normal basketball talk. I wanted a foul. He didn't think he fouled, and we just jabbering. There's nothing to that at all. And we, as a team, had to understand that, yeah, we were a little lackadaisical, didn't really show up, and myself included in that. And today is a new day, a new opportunity to, you know, a fresh start to come out and get back to who we are as a team on both ends of the floor and play with aggression and assertiveness and confidence. And like I said, we did that in the first quarter, took their first punch and handled it well, and then, you know, came right back at him, so did what we were supposed to do.
Okay, go ahead.
Steph, up front, Phil Barber, Press Democrat. Early in the game, before your shot, outside shot started falling, you started penetrating and seemed like you had some success, and Klay did a bit of that too. What did that do for your rhythm, and do you think that that helped open things up for you later?
Just took what the defense gave us in that situation, not pressing or you know, trying to force something that's not there. And the way that they were defending and have been for most of the series, they're trying to take away, you know, our perimeter shot. And we found it a little bit tonight, but like you said, early in the game, they were driving lanes, and instead of settling, just tried to, you know, attack and be on the downhill as opposed to allowing them to get into us.
Tim Beal, Cleveland.com. This one's for Klay. When you saw Steph make that first step back three, obviously, you guys have been feeding off each other so well this season. In particular, tonight, how much did that three really get your energy going, and in particular, really set it up where you guys were feeding off each other so well from three-point range?
I'm not really sure what three you're talking about. There was a lot of them, but
the first one in particular.
First one. Yeah, I mean, I've seen him do it for 5 years now. no one in the game could really, that's a bad shot for everyone else in this league, but obviously when you have Steph's range and handle, we'll take that shot every day. And, I mean, he's our MVP, makes us go. So, you know, we follow. And he was sure with the ball tonight and just made the right decisions and let the game come to him. And, you know, he played an amazing game. You know, I'm proud of the way he competed and everyone else fed off that, you know, and got to give a lot of credit to Anderson Varejao, John James McAdoo, though. Those guys haven't been getting in a good rhythm lately because they haven't been getting great minutes, but they came out and played with great poise and they played the hardest, and that's what we need out of everybody.
Tim on the right side.
Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press. Steph, last year when you guys got the third win, I think it was just one off day between game 5 and game 6. I think there was just the one off day. How long did those 48 hours seem when you're that close to winning your first title, and how long do you think these next 2.5-3 days will seem with you guys on the cusp of doing it again?
I honestly don't remember much about last year. It was a huge, you know, win in game 5 at home, and then you're going on the road. So you have to kind of understand getting your travel mindset ready. But, you know, we need some rest and need to take advantage of being at home and getting back into our routine and be ready to go on Monday. It's going to be, you know, our biggest game of the year, obviously. So we always talk about it. Just because we're going home doesn't mean you can relax or, you know, take things for granted. You work all regular season to have home court advantage, and this is a great opportunity for us, and we need to play with a sense of urgency and a sense of aggression like we did tonight. So it'll be fun 48 hours to wrap our minds around the opportunity we have in front of us.
Noah here.
Noah Kozlov, 1UP Sports. Clay, how would you describe the intensity out there tonight as compared to the previous few games and just getting yourself right for that type of game?
Obviously a pivotal game, and you know, you got to respect they didn't want to go down 3-1 and we didn't want to come back to Cleveland. So I mean, it's going to get chippy. You know, there's going to be elbows, there's going to be bad fouls. It's the finals. You know, guys are going to lay everything on the line for this moment. And, you know, you don't take it personal, obviously. It's, you know, we know what's at stake. But it's probably going to be even more intense on Monday. So we're prepared for it. And it's going to be a fun night.
Last three here, and then Moak, and then the other side.
Joseph Cachero, the score. Steph, you almost doubled your field goal attempts tonight from game 3. Was that just you, your own aggressive mindset, or was that something you guys did team-wise to get you some cleaner looks at the bucket?
A little bit of both, but more so when I had the ball in my hands, I had to be assertive and decisive with what I was doing. I was in between in game 3. Obviously didn't have to deal with foul trouble, so I was on the floor a lot more. And my teammates set great screens. We got the ball moving from side to side, so I got some better looks off the ball as well. And when you have obviously Clay knocking down threes on the wing, HB, the way he stepped up and made some timely, you know, buckets for us, it kind of softens the defense because they got to be aware of everybody. And then lanes open up, and that's when we're at our best. So just kind of feeding off of that rhythm.
Last two over here, and then Malcolm.
Dan Devine, Yahoo Sports. Early in the fourth quarter, you guys are down 2 points. You rip off a 12-1 run. You know, Clay, you're grabbing rebounds. Steph, you're moving the ball. Harrison Barnes bookends it with a couple of big threes. What are you sort of feeling in that situation? Do you smell blood? You feel an opportunity to go in for the kill? And what changed there that really let you rip that run off?
Getting stops. And when we have the lineup we had out there, we were obviously really small with Draymond in the center and going down the line. So if you get rebounds, you can push and transition. And Andre, when he gets the ball in open lanes, he's able to play make and either look for a shot or find guys on the wing. He found, I think, HB twice, like you said. And just that's when we get our rhythm. And in that moment, our endurance and our depth shows because, you know, I think we have, you know, fresher legs. And that's winning time when everybody's locked in.
Moak, last one.
Moak Hamilton, BasketballInsiders.com. Having won the title here last year, going home, obviously nothing's guaranteed, but being up 3-1 with an opportunity to clinch the championship on your floor at home, How much of a motivator is that for either one of you? How much of a motivating factor is it?
I mean, if you don't get up for that, there's something wrong with you. We can't wait to get to Oracle on Monday. I've been fortunate to play there for 5 years, and we really do have the best fans in the league. And you know, I probably won't have ever seen excited before. You know, when we get to Monday, but we just got to stay in the moment, though. You know, we can't relax just because we're going home and we got a 2-game cushion. That team's hungry over there, and they got some great all-time great players. So, like I said before, it's no time to relax. Realize that it could be the end, so everyone give it their all and just trust each other and do it with 9-10 guys like we do every night. And if we do that, we'll be successful.
And here's what Andre Iguodala had to say in the postgame at the podium.
Andre, Davide Chinellato, NBA Italy. Can you talk about how you give your contribution to the team in terms of defense and the 7 assists you dish out?
Well, we have a very unique team. We have a lot of, you know, solid basketball players. We have some really good shooters, great shooters. We have some very skilled big men. We have some skilled wing players who can play multiple positions. And I just happen to be one of the guys that can, I can try to fulfill any void the team needs on any given night. And been in the league a good amount of time. And, you know, just I feel like I have a good understanding of the game and what my team needs for me to bring to the table. But defense is one of those constants that's night in, night out, and trying to make it as tough as possible for the opponent.
Next question, Mark in the middle.
It's all good. Andre, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Steph's first 3 games were a big storyline going in here. Hard to say we've seen him that ineffective over that long a period. What did you see might have changed things for him tonight, and how do you think all that, you know, talk about his subpar play, as Draymond called it, slander, might have impacted his play tonight?
Well, you always want to answer the challenge, especially after a bad loss, and that's something we've kind of used as motivation throughout the season, is you never lose 2 games in a row. And we've been blessed to not have that happen up until the OKC series. But he's in a situation that few go through. But the 2 guys that's on is him and the guy on the other team. And the game has gone globally, as far as the attention, social media, wherever you go, you know, my Twitter feed is Business Insider, TechCrunch, Wall Street Journal. So I block everything basketball in the playoffs, but it's coming up now, which just shows, you know, how our game is so fascinating to so many different sectors, here, not just here in the United States, but globally. So the eyes are on those 2 guys. It's going to be a story if one guy plays well and the other one does it. And one team has to lose, and one of those guys is going to get the blunt of the blame. And for us, it's trying to make life as easy for him as possible, because he does the same for us. I wouldn't have a championship ring. I wouldn't have the accolades that I've had since I've been on this team without that guy on our team.
Michael, back left.
Michael Grange. Michael Grange from Sportsnet in Toronto. We were talking earlier this week, and you were saying how you really try and take the temperature of your team and make sure that they're kind of in the right emotional, mental space at any given moment. So you got 48 hours before a chance to clinch your second straight title. What's going to be your focus as you kind of relate to your guys the next 2 days?
I think the biggest thing is to get them to understand how hard it is going to be. We had to close our game here last year, and it was very difficult down the stretch. Calls may not go your way, or they may seem like they're never going to die, or we don't plan them on them dying at all anyway. But if you have the understanding in your mind that this is as hard as it's ever going to get, that's the right thought process to have. And you have to play smart. You got to go all out, no matter if you play 40 minutes or, Festus played a minute 19 tonight, but he contributed. So 1 through 15, have to understand that and just be ready to play.
Steve in the back right.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. Within the framework of winning a championship, you guys have the challenge nightly of dealing with LeBron James, and it seems like it's a group effort. It takes multiple warriors. How helpful or supportive are you of each other in the process of a game night like this? And when you get the result you get tonight, how much satisfaction in there is there in dealing with him as effectively as you did?
Well, that's something I've been saying throughout my whole career. You got a guy like that, physically gifted, high IQ, one of the best passers I've ever seen. He gets it going. There's nothing you can do. It doesn't take one guy to come in and cut off the water or shut him down. It takes five guys. Throughout these playoffs, we've had some of the top scorers in this league. We've had to try to contain collectively. And, you know, this is he's the tip of the iceberg as far as collectively we have to work together and communicate to keep him from exploding on us or having those really high assist games where he's making everybody on their team a much better player.
Over here on the right.
Marla Ridenour, Akron Beacon Journal. Kind of along those lines, but LeBron had seven turnovers. He also seemed out of sync, especially in the first half. Do you think that's what you guys were doing to him? Could you get any sense of frustration there?
I think the best mentality to have is at any moment the guys can just turn into an uncontainable player, and you got to have the appropriate fear. Even if you do see a little doubt, you still take the approach that he can hurt you at any given moment, and he's done that. So we gotta have our guards high and like I said, collectively be locked in.
The Warriors now head back to the Bay Area as Game 5 is Monday night at Oracle Arena with this Warrior Sound coverage of the NBA Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott.